It's Monday morning on Nova 103.5. Your life, your music. It's 24 past 8. Let's have a chat with a very special studio guest. Her name is Mariska van Wyk, and she's an expert when it comes to diabetes. Mariska, hi. Good to have you here. We've just had Diabetes Day. Is that right? Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday. Good morning, Dion, and good morning to our listeners.
All right. So, you know, some of us know something about diabetes, but you're the expert. Tell me, I believe that there are some new technologies now as well that maybe makes treatment easier. Is that right?
Yes. Dion, we are now using glucose meters to test our blood sugar, but we have now advanced to CGM. So CGM stands for continuous glucose monitoring.
Okay.
And we have three different CGMs available in Namibia, and that's the Libre 1, the Medtronic Guardian Connect, as well as the Dexcom G6.
Okay, so these are very fancy names. What are they? How does it work?
So that is a monitoring system.
Okay.
So instead of you pricking your fingers, you can now apply the sensor and transmitter onto your body.
Okay.
It's easy. It's not an implantable device. You just put it on and it stays there for 7 to 10 days, and it monitors your blood sugars during the day. So instead of pricking your finger, you now get all these readings, 288 readings in a day, to your cell phone. And the nice thing about this, the Medtronic and the Dexcom, it's real time. So you see your blood sugar in real time, and you have alerts and alarms before your sugar goes high, because it predicts 30 minutes into the future.
Wow.
So you get
that's amazing.
Yes, you get your alarms and your alerts before the event happens, and this is why it now reduces the risk for all these diabetes complications.
Yeah, all the diabetic coma and all of that stuff, and then of course it's too late, then it's an emergency.
Yes.
All right, so that's amazing. These things are available here, so you basically you have it on your skin somewhere, and there we go. You could probably just, you know, wear it somewhere where it's not visible, and you can just have, and obviously that you can take to your doctor then. You can download it, and I imagine you can then make a graph and get a good idea
of how it works. Usually people would bring their readings to us, and we have to sit there and identify the highs and the lows and calculate the percentage of the hyperglycemia, high blood sugars, and the hypos, the low blood sugars. But now this technology actually summarizes everything for us. Even during the night and the day, we can now see patterns of highs, patterns of lows. So the doctor also sits with a lot of confidence there because they can now make treatment adjustments, and it's not something that it's only based on when the patient tested his sugar.
And of course the blood prick, finger prick thing is you tend to go at the same time to the doctor approximately, or you test it first thing in the morning necessarily, but you don't really have an idea of what happens during the rest of the day. I mean, you're not going to prick your finger 20 times in a day,
and definitely not 288 times a day.
Certainly.
And that's the thing, you don't know what's happening between the pricks. If you look at maybe a patient that's doing very well, they do 4 sticks a day, then you can see them as being in range, but in between those finger sticks you miss events. Sugar can go high, sugar can go low. Usually when you have a low, you have a rebound high. You miss all those events, and this is one of the factors that's making patients with diabetes so despondent,
because
they try their best.
They
prick, they follow all the advice that they get, and still they feel terrible, and it's because the finger sticks don't give us the clarity that
we
want.
So you don't see where the actual problem is, because it might actually fall in between. But 288, there's not much place to hide when it comes to 288.
Every 1 to 5 minutes,
And of course, also, I mean, you know, it sounds terrible, but also if you cheat, I mean, if you've been told, listen, cut out sugar and things like that, and you suddenly can't help yourself and you grab a kind of soft drink that's loaded with sugar, and you say afterwards, hey, I don't know where the problem is coming from, then they could say, look, there it spiked. What did you do there? Oh, no, I had, you know, a jam sandwich or whatever the story is.
But that's why the new technology actually empowers the patient to take more responsibility for diabetes management. And remember, it's not easy. They have to do calculations every day. They don't feel well. So Yeah, we shouldn't see it as a may and may not, but the tool will then show them, listen, this is what it's doing to my sugar. So next time I'll only have half of that instead of the whole can or something like that.
Or take the diet one or take something that has nothing in it, sugar-free or whatever. All right, so this is November. November is Diabetes Month, all right? So what else have you got planned? You say you're an educator, of course, as well, which is what you're doing now. What else have you got planned for this month?
Well, on Saturday, I just came back yesterday. On Saturday, I was in the north and we did some diabetes education for the doctors up there.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the 27th, that's a Saturday, we are going to assist Lions here in Windhoek and going to screen the public because we know that if we have a random blood sugar above 11, that we need to go and get it tested properly.
Yeah.
So we try and create awareness by offering this service, these services.
And the thing is, though, you know, if you're out there and you haven't had your blood tested for a while, okay, just have it done. Knowledge is power. If you don't know what's going on, that's when you get caught without being aware that there could be a problem. It's treatable, but you need to know what's going on. And of course, that's what the screening is about. So if you are within the normal range, not so much of a problem. But if you are above a certain level, go and get it checked. Go talk to a doctor. I mean, the knowledge is out there. And if people don't follow the rules, then we have a problem. So that's one thing we definitely have to look at. Thank you so much, Mariska. We can still talk for hours. We've unfortunately run out of time, but all right, we will be putting this up on Iona. So if you missed some of this talk, you can catch it again. And we'll definitely be talking to you again later on in the month, catching up on what else is coming up. And especially events like this where people can go and have it checked, because it is one of those things that you don't really think about. And then suddenly, hey, there's an opportunity. Let me go quickly. There's going to be other people. Don't have to feel embarrassed or whatever. But get out there. Yeah?
Thank you, Dion, for the opportunity.
All right, there we go. That's Mariska van Wyk. And it's all about diabetes. Diabetes month. If you haven't tested your blood sugar for a while, do it. It's important, okay? So there we go, Mariska. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.